Okay, so we are live at Wingo Tango, all thanks to Sugar Bear Hair. And, you know, I just love Sugar Bear Hair because my hair looks really good. So we're here live and a lot of really awkward stuff just happened down at the carpet. Can't wait to share that. This is going to be a good wind down.
Wind Down with Janet Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I don't even know where to start. I'm kind of, remember in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? She goes, I am mystified. I'm absolutely mystified.
That's what part was that?
When Kate Hudson shows up at her house and was like, you know, you've only dated the guy for 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just mystified.
Is that how you felt on the carpet today?
Yeah. I had a really uncomfortable, so I'm kind of like testing a little bit.
For extra,
doing some hosting stuff. And one of the first Well, oh my God.
Get
it was a
it,
really,
honey.
It was a really nice test. And I guess I'm not going to be a correspondent for Extra because I just had the most awkward encounter with Corinne, the girl from The Bachelor.
Right.
And
who was like the villain.
She was apparently the villain.
Portrayed as, or produced as, or was the villain in all ways.
And so, yeah, total villain. And I don't really, I just remember hearing a bunch of hate about her and I knew she was the villain. I watched the after the rose ceremony and she was, you know, going at it and kind of being mean to some of these other girls and especially my girl Hannah B. So then I said to her, I said, so how does it feel to be the most hated villain? And she was like,
oh snap.
And starts like looking at her people and I was like, what is this news to you? Because I thought you like knew that you were the villain.
Right.
I didn't say a villain, but I didn't say that. But
did
I was just
you
like,
not see all the press clippings?
Yeah, and I was like, well, I mean, not like the most hated, but I mean, you're a villain. And she's just like, well, that's a really rude question. And I'm just like,
and you probably didn't even mean it like that. You probably meant to say most hated or villain, and you just happened to say all of it at the same
time. That's the
problem.
I said both, and then I wanted to cry, and then I wanted to do the Ashley Simpson, like just drop the mic right now, Janet, and run. It's okay. Like it's all good. Like you can do this. Just drop the mic and run. But so, I mean, I don't know how I recovered because I honestly blacked out. So how was the rest of the interview?
you salvaged. You saved yourself. You really saved face and turned it around. It is just funny that, and that has to be hard. You know, people probably take that for granted when they see people interview. And I guarantee you there's not one interviewer, even Ryan Seacrest, who has interviewed everyone in the world probably, that hasn't had a moment like that, that has stunned somebody that they're interviewing.
So here the problem is I was doing it solo. I really wanted you to do it with me. I just feel like I'm better with you. Like what? Like Cher was not good without Sonny.
Damn right.
she
was really good without Sonny.
She actually,
maybe that wasn't a great analogy.
Actually, let's just take that back. She was actually really good.
Yeah. I just think it was funny because I know what everyone knew what you meant to say.
Right, but that's the problem. That's why I think maybe I'm not going to be a good host.
But instead you were like, you're the most hated villain person ever of all time in that show ever, history.
But she kind of was.
Oh,
I mean, I didn't mean, but you're right. I didn't mean to like put all those together. So maybe I'm just not meant to be a host.
But you can't base that off of one thing. And again, it wasn't even that bad.
It felt terrible.
She could have easily turned that around.
I wanted to barf.
Laughed it off.
She did not laugh it out. She called it out saying, that was really rude.
She said that was kind of rude.
But either way. But in like a witchy way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
With a B.
But she shouldn't be naive to the fact that she was portrayed as the villain. And so someone can easily turn that around, laugh it off, be like, yeah, that's crazy, right?
She had no idea who I was, too, because she said she wants to be a pop singer. And I was like, well, I'm a singer. She's like, oh, you're a singer? And I was just like, you have no idea. It's okay. It's all good.
How old is she?
But you know who's so sweet? And this is so, I don't want to keep talking about the Bachelor people for more than we have to, but Hannah B. was so nice because
super
she
nice.
Knew who I was. And I was like, oh my God, you do?
So do you base people's niceness off of whether or not they know who you are? Easton's like, valid question.
I mean, it made me feel really nice.
I'm sure.
It made me be like, and then what I loved about her is that she's a tree hiller. And I was like, I love you. And now I'm so rooting for you.
You're biased towards your tree hillers, for sure.
Because my tree hillers are awesome. They're the greatest people alive.
Yeah, they're hardcore.
Yeah, like they're the reason why.
I'm not even a tree hiller.
Yeah, I can't believe you've never seen an episode.
Never. Ever.
Are you ever going to? No.
You know, I binge.
You binge all these shows,
I think I've binged every show on Netflix but One Tree Hill. So I think that's like last on my queue.
Aw.
I got the real life Alex Dupre right in front of me. See, at least I know your character.
What up, boy? So, babe, who are you most excited to see at Wingo Tango? Let me just go back to the generic host questions because I suck at the other ones.
No, those are boring questions. But this is actually this has been a lot of fun. You know, it's June 1st.
Which is...
Yeah, it's where this is live. It's June 1st. Mm-hmm. June gloom has already begun.
Yeah.
On the first day of June. And but it's still a beautiful day. The temperature's great and everyone's down the stairs having a good time. And I have a couple of drinks now and I'm... happy.
You're golden.
I had a cheeseburger, a cup of coffee, and two drinks. I'm good.
I'm actually starving right now. I'd love to get another drink. Drink.
Food. Okay.
I have not drank yet. No. So I want to talk about sugar bear hair. So what happened to your amazing hair? It used to look so healthy, but seriously, what happened? Well, healthier hair starts on the inside. Honey, do you want your beautiful hair back?
I would. I would love that. You wouldn't like that because you don't think I'm good looking with hair.
I actually don't think you are as attractive with hair. So I'm not going to let you eat any sugar bear hair. We're going to keep you bald. But if you want better looking hair, then give it what it craves, sugar bear hair gummy vitamins that takes care of your hair now. And are you getting enough sleep? Because if you're not...
I did have those.
Well, I know. You eat those. The sugar bear sleep, they're delicious berry-flavored sugar bear sleep gummies are getting rave reviews. And we're talking fall asleep faster, best sleep ever, rave reviews. So let's recap. Sugar bear hair for longer, stronger, healthier hair. And sugar bear sleep to fall asleep faster and sleep better. Order both at sugarbearhair.com/Jana. Sugarbearhair.com/Jana. That's sugarbearhair.com/Jana.
What's funny is that I just grabbed this bottle of the Sugar Bear Hair Sleep Vitamins because I was like, man, these are so good. Yeah. I want one right now. And I'm like, wait a second.
Fall asleep.
It's like 6 o'clock. These aren't really an... yeah. I'm just going to collapse on the carpet. But
yeah, that would be
weird. Maybe I should wait to eat those at home.
Are we staying for the... So there's there's the Jonas Brothers. Mm-hmm. And then there's Taylor
you're
Swift.
Surprised.
Well, are we staying for them? Well, I'm surprised because they're back together. Not that they... Did they ever break up, though? I don't really know the whole... Did they?
It was essentially a breakup. It wasn't like, we're going to do our own thing.
They officially broke up.
Ooh,
really?
2013?
How do brothers break up?
They sometimes they get too close.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Dad likes you better. No, I mean, how do you break up? I don't know.
Are we going to... Okay, so the Jonas Brothers, there's... I really love Halsey.
Halsey at the iHeart award show that we went to, and we saw Halsey open that show. Mm-hmm. We both were like, okay, we kind of liked her. Now we're like, she's badass.
She's dope.
She was awesome.
Yeah, she's really cool.
She opened the show amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So I'd love to see her, and Zed's always great.
Yeah.
Yeah. T-Swift.
Me.
That's a good jam.
It is a good jam. It's the first Taylor Swift song that we both talked about that we liked from the get-go. A lot of times I have to like listen to it at least,
and we always
5 or 10 times
we always fall into the T-Swift trap and end up loving every song that she puts out.
What's that, the T-Swift trap?
That's copyrighted, so Taylor Swift, if you end up naming a song like that,
yeah,
thank you. That song Me with Panic at the Disco is fantastic. I mean, yeah, that's a jam from the moment it hits. So mm-hmm.
Should we just talk about the fact that Sarah is engaged? Can you believe it?
I can't believe like we don't have her on the show like right now.
I know. I'm hoping that we can get her for the Nashville show.
Yeah, we have
the Nashville live show because she's freaking engaged. I'm so happy for her. We were actually in an argument on the way to film something together in the car and you're like, why are you answering your phone? FaceTiming in the car. And I was like, because Sarah's called me twice and it's either they've broken up or she's got a ring.
And I was like angry that you were going to pick it up.
I know.
Because we weren't seeing eye to eye on some things. I'm like, really? You're going to talk to your friend right now?
Yeah.
Now's not the time. And then as soon as Jana picked up after the fourth missed call from Sarah, Jana picked up. And the first thing we both saw was the ring. I was like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
I can't even be mad at that.
So I'm just so incredibly happy for her and Ty, and I'm anxious to get them on the show because we kind of have to feel, well, I want her to tell the story. So it's just really, really, really cute. But it's funny how many messages I've gotten from all the wind down people like saying, finally.
it's going to be cool, you know, if we're able to do some more live shows.
Yeah.
To get Sarah out there and really have her talk about it, because people are going to love to hear about it.
I know. I love her. I'm just so happy for her.
So before we got to Wingo Tango, mm-hmm. we were running a little late because Jana couldn't stop packing the rest of the house. And we're to that point where the moving truck comes in 2 days.
Yep.
And so the past couple of weeks we've had
I fly to Nashville tomorrow.
Right.
And then fly back a day of packing. Sweet.
So dad has the responsibility of getting the last minute stuff together.
Which is nothing, because I've packed the entire house.
Which Jana's freaking out about because she's not here to do it. I'm like, I got it.
I'm like, this box is the box that we're going to put the rest of the stuff. This is boxes for the rest of the stuff.
It's going to be okay.
But what were you going to say, though?
I was going to say, you know, for the last couple of weeks, we've been living with just enough to get by. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, okay, even the things that we've had out mm-hmm. to get by, we have to box that up.
Yeah.
Clothes, the plasticware that we've been using to eat.
Yep.
Stuff in the fridge, like everything. It's got to go. Like that day is tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Well, Sunday we have to have it all. I mean, you know, because Monday they come.
Right.
So we got to be ready to go.
Oh, I'm so stressed. It's going to be good though. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. And tonight we can just like have a bunch of fun at Wingo Tango because it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And we just appreciate Sugar Bear Hair for hosting this little impromptu
they're
live
the only reason
podcast
we're able to
session.
Do this.
I know. I love it.
Regardless of the whole, what's her name? Corinne?
Yeah.
Current situation on the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Have you enjoyed yourself doing the hosting thing?
I have, but it's a different beast. You have to kind of just, because you don't want to talk about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You want to relate, but it's not about you, which is fine. Like I can do that. Like contrary to what you may think about me, I know that it's not all about me, but it's one of those things where This is the problem. I've been asked so many bad interview questions that I put so much pressure on asking a good interview question. And I think that's where the battle I'm having and struggling with. I don't know if
you feel like you're trying too hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the struggle, because I'm like, I don't know. And clearly sometimes I mess up and say things that I don't mean to say, like hated villain.
Most hated ever. Yeah. Like that.
But, and start rubbing it in my face like dog poop.
But I mean, you know, I'm sure like people listening right now, they see people do it, and they see Ryan Seacrest. They see all these people who interview on the carpets, and most of them make it look easy. There's some on there where you'll watch and you'll be like, okay, that's kind of rough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but even from an outsider looking in, that's got to be hard.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, on here, we're able to ask questions and talk because we pull from our own experiences and tell our point of view on something as we talk about or ask the question. But out there, like you said, you have to just, it's all about them.
Yeah.
And you can't relate. You don't have time to tell your story or to relate in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter. But it's hard. Then you're not able to really connect to the person because they don't think you can relate or whatever it may be.
Yeah. See, that's why I like to have more of a conversation. And I feel like it's hard. You can't really have that conversation when you host.
Right. And it seems like it's more, you know, it's more of a process in a sense of you're not even really, you're focused on like asking the questions, not even their answer almost.
Right.
Right. Because you're not even really stemming your next question off of their answer necessarily. No. You don't have time to do that.
Yeah.
You just have to be ready for something else. And I mean, you did great with TXT, the K-pop group.
Who spoke like no English.
Yeah, they speak limited English, but I think that was a real challenge for you. And I'm proud of you because I think you stepped up to the plate and you did really well.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Yeah.
I appreciate you were like my producer back there. I was like, hey, babe, who's that? Look it up. What it from?
I was.
What do I ask?
I had
my
I had my producer hat
and
on.
And he's like, hey, that's TXT.
This is
they are
single.
From, they've
they
been
American
on the American tour.
And,
and I was just like, thanks, babe.
Just pulling my weight.
I am bummed that I couldn't talk to they pulled Hannah B away, but I got to talk to her backstage because she was cool. Right. But then I would have loved to talk to Jordan Sparks.
Who's she married to now? No, she was married to Trey Songz.
Well, she wanted to get the ring from what's his face, because remember they were dating for a long time.
From who?
Drake? No.
No.
What's his name? Shoot.
One moment, please.
One moment, please.
Is that a Jonas Brothers sticker on the back
she
of your computer?
She is married, though, because I think she has...
Easton has a Jonas Brothers sticker on the back of his computer.
Yeah, because I'm a JoBro fan. She
is that true, Allison?
I'm a sucker for you. She was she dated Jason Derulo for 3 years.
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo, and then she has a son with.
He's like a basketball player.
Dana Isaiah.
Over my head.
A fitness model.
Oh.
Sure.
Yeah. And they got pregnant, and they had only been married for a month. Sounds like she has a very exciting life.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
She just looked beautiful. I really just wanted to talk to her.
And she was an American Idol alum, right? Did she win?
No. Yes. No. I have no idea.
Go to our sources.
Sources say, a.k.a. Easton.
She won, yes.
She won. Yes, she did.
Well.
Go, Grawl, go. I'm trying to think what else. I'm a little tired today.
Where are you tired from?
Well, I haven't been able to sleep lately because of just the anxiety of the move, and then the last minute going to do an event in Nashville tomorrow, and then flying back the day of moving, and then moving cross country with 2 kids. It's just, I'm a little stressed, you know?
Most people would be.
Yeah. I think it's, but I don't know. I'm excited for the new stuff.
Like we said, we're at Wango Tango, and as you guys know, Jana loves wine and only drinks wine. But I don't really know the answer to this. Why don't you drink anything other than wine? Like, I know, like, beer. There's a lot of women that don't drink beer because of the calories. But, like, right now I'm drinking a vodka Sprite with a lemon and a lime. But, like, why don't you – do you not like liquor at all?
No, I do. Like, I'll have a margarita every once in a while.
And when she says she'll have one, she'll smell mine. Let me just smell it.
Because I've been told that wine is good for you.
Which
it has antioxidants in there. So I've been told it's good for you.
I'm going to find the one article that says vodka or bourbon is good for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know, you know, and also too, I know how wine makes me feel. I know how much of it that I can have because, you know, I'm so terrified of getting drunk and being not in control, which is another reason why I don't drink really in public. Because I have that. I mean, I'll drink at a restaurant with my friends, with you. But when at a place like this, I would never drink because I don't like to feel not in control.
Mm-hmm.
And if something were to happen, like I'd be under the influence. It just makes my anxiety worse.
I have some good news for you, Mike.
Let's hear it.
This is according to Town and Country Magazine. Vodka lowers cholesterol.
Boom. It's good for you.
That's right. It can prevent clots, strokes, and other heart diseases.
You're terrified of blood clots, honey. You need to drink vodka. Terrified.
And for those watching their weight, it's generally considered a lower calorie alcohol.
Ooh.
What's up, vodka? I'm not even a big vodka drinker, but.
Yeah, I wine is so good. You know, like it's just really good.
My drink's pretty good right now.
What are you drinking?
Vodka Sprite.
Hmm.
You want one sip?
No. So we were filming something yesterday and it was funny because one of the questions was what annoys you the most about each other?
Mm-hmm.
And we both had a really hard time coming up with things.
And then as soon as we got in the car, we remembered everything.
So should we tell them?
Sure.
What's yours that annoys you about me?
One of mine is when you tear into a bag of chips or into anything that you have to tear open, you don't tear it all the way off. You leave like a microscopic little thing on there, so it just dangles. I'm like, why not just tear it off and throw it away? It's just in the way. It drives me insane.
Easton, you're laughing over there. Does Allison do the same thing?
My wife does that, and I know her defense is it's. If you're going to reseal it, which you can't, but if there's an illusion that that's the closest you can get, but it just trips me up.
No, 100%. She'll do that on a resealable bag. You know where it says like tear here above the resealable part? She'll still leave it on top.
Because I only peel it to where I can then open it. So what's the point of peeling it all the way off?
To get it out of the way.
But it's not in my way.
It's not all about you. There's other people that might go into that bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, what was one of yours?
Mine was you leave Jace's dirty diapers around the house. You don't throw them away. It's so frustrating. It's like, just how hard is it for you to change his diaper, take the diaper, and then throw it away. And then, because then you walk into a room, and I'm like, oh, that reeks of pee. I wonder why. Oh, yep, there it is. Thanks, Mike. That was a morning pee-pee. Morning pee-pee diaper.
What was another one that I said yesterday?
I mean, you had a bunch of them. Well, the one was like, I don't do something. Like, you have to force me out of the house.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that in spades on here, though.
Yeah. And then another one with the socks. That was a good one. He wears two pairs of socks. I think it's weird. And then...
Yeah, and then
wait,
you'll...
Wait. Every day?
Every day.
He wears two pairs of socks. So when we do laundry, there's about 50 million socks. That's so frustrating. So I stopped doing his laundry because I can't stand all the socks. And then having to take the socks out of the socks. And I'm like, ugh.
And if I...
Why? Like, just
if
why?
If I have to change my outfit during the day, and even if I don't sweat, like, even if I'm like don't have to shower, but I have to change my outfit, I'll change everything. Underwear, socks, everything. I won't just take the top clothes off and then put new ones on. I have to change it all. It's just the way I am.
And the thing with me is I would wear the same pair of socks for like a week.
Yes. And they'll be mismatched.
100%.
So Jana tries to be sweet and folds my laundry.
But I'd never do your socks because I hate them.
Because I told her, honey, I appreciate it, but stop touching my socks because you just do them all mix match. You'll have a crew sock with an ankle sock. You'll have a mix match. You'll have them inside.
Well, because it would take literally an hour just to fold all the socks. Like, there's so many black socks, and he doesn't wear white socks. They have to be black socks. Like, my mom got him black socks or white socks for Christmas, and he's like, Nora, I won't wear these.
They're all black Nike socks.
And so we had to return the white socks to get black socks.
Yeah. All black Nike socks.
I am with you there. I wear only black socks.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not wearing any socks today, though.
Ooh. Yeah. Commando. <Fancy. Yeah.
laughs> Getting naughty there.
But I get the only black sock thing. I still can't wrap my mind around two pairs.
It's just something I've always done just in sports, and it just kind of carried over. It's just a, I don't know, it's just a comfort thing. I don't know.
Just feels like a one-way ticket to Athlete's Foot Central.
No. You know? It's like a, it's like a pillow in your shoe.
Okay, well,
maybe I have to try that. Yeah. You know, it's a you can have a pillow for your head.
Yeah, so why not for your feet?
Yeah, and you know what can make your a pillow for your head is silky smooth hair,
like sugar bear hair. Which, so our hair gets damaged, Michael. You would understand because again, you're bald. But my hair gets ruined all the time from all the freaking blow dryers, the hot combs, the curling irons, the straighteners. It's so frustrating, but healthy hair starts on the inside. So do you want your healthy hair back? Well, it's very simple. Give it what it craves, and everything your hair craves is in Sugar Bear Hair Gummy Vitamins. Just two delicious Sugar Bear Hair Gummy Vitamins nourish your hair within to promote longer, stronger, healthier, more beautiful looking hair. So that takes care of your hair. Now, are you getting enough sleep? So Michael's been using these, and I have two a night, Sugar Bear Sleep. So it's a newest addition to the Sugar Bear Healthy family of products. They're actually really great. So they've got 5-HTP, melatonin, Varian root. They're vegan gummies. They're really great. They're berry flavored. And they're getting rave reviews. So we're talking fall asleep faster, best sleep ever, rave reviews. So let's recap. Sugar Bear Hair for longer, stronger, healthier hair. And Sugar Bear Sleep to fall asleep faster and sleep better. Order both at sugarbearhair.com/Jana. Sugarbearhair.com/Jana. That's sugarbearhair.com/Jana.
All right, let's do one email.
Okay.
Before we get out of here. This is from Karen. And Karen says, he doesn't want to be intimate. I'm currently in a 4-year relationship with a man, but we've had infidelity and lies. The infidelity was on his part. We currently are not having sex, and I feel so unattractive, unloved, and unwanted. It's also making me think he is finding it somewhere else, like he did before. I want to connect with him on an intimate level. He is a power lifter and has a very intense training schedule, but when I try to initiate, he pushes my hand away. I've asked for space, and one night he was supposed to call me to discuss this on a deeper level. Instead of calling, he texts me that he is going to see a doctor because he's not sure why he's not wanting to be intimate. You couldn't call? Question mark. I fought for the last year and a half for this relationship, and now I feel it's all for nothing. If you have any advice, I'd gladly take it.
I like the fact that he's going to see a doctor.
Yes.
I think that's huge.
For sure. Because it could very well be that. But I have a feeling it's not.
What do you think it is?
You know, I think it has to do with, you know, have an intimacy disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Where just intimacy makes him uncomfortable, and when you're uncomfortable, it's for a guy, or you know, at least in my experience, it's hard to perform. It's hard to be in the moment when you feel that uncomfortable. Because like I've said numerous times on here, guys aren't light switches per se, especially guys with intimacy issues. So it could be something that's more emotional than it is physical.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, go see the doctor. Great. Try, you know, Viagra or Cialis or something like that. Great. If it works, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I think seeing a therapist could also be very helpful.
Yeah, I would definitely say a therapist. And I would say, too, the all for nothing, I think, is something that I've learned. And I used to say it too, like, this is all for nothing. Nothing is all for nothing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Like,
I see how it would feel that way.
I totally could see how it feels that way. But it's not all for nothing. Even if you spent like, okay, like for example, I could say if we ended up not working out, I'd be like, oh, it was all for nothing. But it wasn't. I learned so much. We grew. Maybe then we grew apart, but like I learned so much through that process that yes, in the moment it's like, man, I just wasted 3 years, but then it's not all for nothing because you're learning something along the way.
Right. But it's interesting because you definitely felt that way in the early stages of our reconciliation.
For sure. I think you can't notice it until the switch.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So it makes sense why she feels that.
Yeah.
Because they're not to that point. She's not to that point. You know, they haven't done the work yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she has, but he hasn't. So it's hard. It takes both people. So, yeah, I mean, it's good that he's seen a doctor, but, you know, he should see a therapist. And because it very well could be coming from emotions and those kind of issues. But it's tough. And, I mean, you know, you and I still kind of talk about this sometimes when, you know, you want to initiate and I don't jump on board right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough one for me.
Yeah, for sure. So I empathize with that.
Hopefully he can learn how to empathize as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where we need to. Hopefully he can get to that point. Oh, you hear the music?
Oh, they're starting.
Oh, it's starting. What are we at, Easton? Oh my gosh. Okay.
On that note,
big shout out again to the Sugar Bear Hair. Thank you so much for letting us do this. Thanks for letting me, relive my terrible hosting moment and, babe, I won't do it without you again. I promise.
Okay. I got your back.
Bye guys. See you to wind down at the normal time on Mondays.